This morning's Good Morning Angels is about a topic that might be uncomfortable for a lot of people to talk about, even considered taboo. Something that is important to talk about. That's why we're going to do it this morning. And that is, of course, the topic around sanitary towels. But more importantly, the lack thereof, obviously. And the impact that it has on schoolgirls, especially in South Africa. With us today on the show to share and attest to this is 23-year-old Saokha Mokotlane. She's an auto engineering apprentice, finishing her honours degree this year. Last year, she collected 35,000 rands worth of sanitary towels and distributed it to schoolgirls in need as far as Limpopo and Mpumalanga. Good Morning Angels helped her with this mission last year, Di.
That's right, Martin. I was pretty unaware of the severity of this problem, and about a year ago I met Saokha for the first time, and that's when I became aware of the situation of a lot of rural schoolgirls, areas where they stay out of school because they cannot afford sanitary towels. And the problem is so big that one in three girls in South African schools stay out of school because of their period.
Up to 4 days a month,
yeah,
I believe. So there's so many things about this. There's a case of obviously losing school time,
yeah,
which is incredibly important. I'm guessing, Saokha, it's also a case of dignity. Why are you involved with this?
Well, it's because I saw it happening in the school that I attended.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that kept me going with it, it's because last year I spent a whole lot of time in Limpopo, especially during school days, to see how these youngsters go on about this. And you realize that for that 4 days, we're not going to school. Because it's the first time, it's fun. And then they start wanting to socialize with the people who do not do anything. You'd find that a girl knows a couple of taxi drivers, and they start enjoying that. I'm going to just ride with this person for about 10 Ks, and then he's going to buy me whatever 20 trees that I want. So they decide, why go to school when I can get cleaned up in an easy way, you know? And the problem is that you have to pay back. They normally have to pay back.
Mm. Like what?
They give away their body, their dignity, you know. They kind of have sexual encounters with these guys because in exchange they're going to get money to buy the toiletries and food in some instances.
So it's a vicious cycle. I mean, not only are they losing out on learning, but they get caught up in these activities.
They get exposed to a life that they should not be exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that becomes a priority is education, and so the cycle continues.
Vicious cycle. We also have with us this morning Ramona Kasavan. Ramona, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What is Mimi Women?
So 9 years ago I wrote my honours thesis on menstruation in rural and township KwaZulu-Natal. I'm a farm girl from Inanda, so I grew up with these challenges as a girl, and I used to walk around 5 years ago telling my mom, when I'm a super successful businesswoman, I'm going to give pads out for free. And she was like, no, you know, let's do it now. So I resigned from everything and I just went into this network and created this brand. I would say that as of yesterday, we just 2 million pads in distribution.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Five African countries. And I think it goes up to about 45,000 girls in school. So Mimi is, started as a CSI. We have vending machines at present where you can buy single pads in corporates and schooling systems.
So how does this link to Nelson Mandela?
Well, every year on Mandela Day, we try to be of service to our communities, and quite a few organizations, including the Nelson Mandela Foundation, this year endorses the sanitary towel drive.
Oh,
and this is exactly to what Saokha is telling us about. Those girls who are too scared or embarrassed to ask for help and then just fall out of the schooling system because of something as natural as breathing happening to them once a month.
Yeah, it's just,
it's to focus on those girls because the cycle of poverty starts there.
Of course, yes. Okay, so let's get to the action plan here. For 67 Rand, right?
Yes.
What are we talking? What can you get for 67
Rand? For 67 Rand, Ramona and Mimi are willing to help us to keep a girl in school for 6 months.
How many girls do we want to help?
21,000.
Yeah.
21,000.
I mean, ideally, I'd love to hit 100,000.
Yes. As many as we can. But I think if we can do 21,000, that is 67 Rand is really, it's like two coffees.
Yeah.
You know?
Jeez. Or protein shake at my gym. It's ridiculous. It's nothing. So here's the thing. If you're listening this morning, 67 Rand. How do you give your 67 Rand to help keep a girl in school for 6 months?
You can go onto our website and find the Good Morning Angels Fund banking details there. And you can just pay it in. Remember, the reference would be Mandela 100. So that we know what you're paying it in for. And I know that if you can pay 67 Rand, you will. But if you can pay more, please do.
Yeah, 670 Rand is 10 girls.
Yes.
For 6 months.
It's time to get up.
There's nothing better than driving in the car and just feeling that love all through the airwaves.
Start your day with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.
Time for Good Morning Angels. And this morning talking about something not often spoken about, but there's a massive drive to make the difference in girls' lives. Talking about sanitary towels for girls to keep them in school. Can you believe a problem that simple could keep girls out of school? True story.
We all know that education improves our chances of leading better lives. The continued investment in the education of our children must be at the heart of our efforts.
True words from Nelson Mandela. Know he knew all about supporting kids and how important education was for this country. And someone who knew all about Nelson Mandela was Zelda Lagrancy. Op die lijn voor goedemorgen, Zelda.
Hallo, hi Martin, hoe gaan het?
Goedank en jij?
Nee, klaar nie, dankie.
Ek en Daya sit hier so in ons chat oor Mandela Dag hierdie jaar. Ons raak opgewonde en vanoggend natuurlik op Good Morning Angels gaan het oor alles oor die selfde doel. And that's about girls, women and their sanitary needs. En ek glo, Daya sê vir my, hierdie jaar se Mandela Dag gaan precies daar oor, vir jou ook.
Dis reg, ja, Martin. Ek het Bikers vir Mandela Dag begin in 2010 en hierdie jaar het ons besluit om 2 mass rallies te hou, een in Kaapstad en een in Johannesburg en Pretoria, en om spesifiek te fokus op 'n behoefte. En hierdie jaar het ons gekies as die oorhoofse tema, het ons gekies as Keep a Girl Child in School, so die behoefte van sanitaire pads, jy weet, sanitaire doekies, is groot in die agtergeblewe gemeenskappe, en dit is iets wat baie onnodig is. Jy weet, 3 miljoen kinders mis school elke jaar, omdat hulle nie sanitaire doekies kan bekostig nie. En dit het uiteraard 'n baie groot impak op ons ekonomie.
Ja, en natuurlik die toekoms van daai meisies, nê? Want as jy die hele tyd onderbroke skool het, beteken dit jy raak agter en op jou einde val jy uit en dan is daai hele kringloop van armoede gaan net weer voort. En op 'n plek moet 'n mens kom en dit stop. En met iets so eenvoudig soos sanitaire doekies, I mean, we've all seen what you get in bathrooms is you get condoms.
Ja.
But you don't get sanitary towels for free. Why not?
Yeah, and the government has started to roll out of sanitary pads, as you know, in underprivileged communities. But as we all know, you know, what the president meant when he said, send me, this is exactly it. Help government effort, help these children, you know, faster. If we all pull together, we can make a huge difference to something small like this.
Yes, by now, by Nelson Mandela, Madiba gewees, minister van jou lewe. Hoe dink jy sy hy hieroor gevoel het?
Kinders was hom baie na in die hart, Martin. So dit sou hom baie ontstel het om te weet, jy weet, dit is amper onmoontlik om te dink in die hedendaagse lewe dat kinders skool mis as gevolg van armoede, jy weet, en dat hulle iets so basies nie kan bekostig nie.
En sê vir my, wanneer was Mandela Dag gestig? Hoe oud is dit nou?
Mandela Dag is gestig in 2009, so dit is, 2008 was Madiba sy 90ste verjaarsdag, en as jy belangstel, Bono het vir Madiba 'n brief gestuur, en in die brief het hy gesê, I hope to dedicate my efforts to make sure that every 18th of July is a day of service worldwide. En van daai die idee eintlik ontstaan, jy weet, kom ons begin in Mandela Dag op Madiba sy verjaarsdag, en toes ons United Nations toe, jy weet, om hulle te vra om het goed te keer, so dit op die wêreldkalender verskyn, en dit is die eerste keer wat die Verenigde Nasies so iets toegelaat het, jy weet, gestem het en almal het saam gestem dat dit 'n dag van diens moet wees wêreldwyd.
He would have been 100, am I right? It's a big Mandela Day this year.
Ja, Martin.
How did he celebrate his birthday when he was not in the public eye?
Martin, actually he enjoyed just being at home and being surrounded by his family. you know, Mrs. Michelle being there, and it was the one day that everyone sang to him, and when I used to call him to wish him happy birthday, then I would sing to him, but then he would actually start singing to me, happy birthday to me.
That is beautiful.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Baie goeie werk wat jy doen met bikers van Mandela Day. Alles van die beste daar, ons sterkte. En wat 'n goeie missie. Soos daai gesê het, is ons on hierdie op hierdie jaar. So, alles van die beste. Dankie hoor, sterkte.
Dankie Martin. Dankie julle. Bye.
Sal hulle gaan sien daar. So, if you're from a company this morning, you represent a company, maybe just out of your own, you have a small business, or you have an exec position at a big company, please donate, please make a difference. Go on to our blog on jacarandafm.com. Keep a girl child in school for as little as 67 rand. You can keep a girl in school for 6 months. Something as simple and, I'm also going to say mundane, but something as natural as this, keeping girls out of school. It's ridiculous. If you can make a difference, we'd be so happy. Bye-bye, donkey.